Lawmakers made several changes this session to how the state delivers services to deaf and hard-of-hearing children. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports advocates say they weren't included throughout the process, leading to a bill they say favors oral and spoken language education.
Advocates say they reached out to lawmakers with concerns over an earlier version of the bill, which resulted in some language protecting access to services for deaf education and American Sign Language. But some advocates are concerned the lack of input from the community could cause more harm. Jeffrey Bignall is the director of advocacy with the Indiana Association of the Deaf. Bignall, through an interpreter, says, among other things, the legislation requires the state to provide what are called ASL specialists. But the role is defined by the National Association of State Directors of Special Education.
That agency doesn't have much involvement from the deaf and ASL community. It's more of a medical perspective, not a cultural and linguistic perspective.
Bignall says lawmakers should be working to include the deaf community in the legislative process. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.